Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to effectively manage a difficult conversation in IELTS speaking. The IELTS speaking test is designed to assess your ability to communicate effectively in English. One of the most challenging aspects candidates often face is discussing complex topics, particularly when asked to describe a time they had to manage a difficult conversation. This article will provide you with valuable insights and strategies to excel in this task, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we delve into the specific topic, it's crucial to understand the structure of the IELTS speaking test. The test is divided into three parts. Part 1, introduction and interview. Part 2, long turn. Part 3, two-way discussion. Each part assesses different aspects of your speaking skills, including fluency, coherence, lexical resource, and grammatical range and accuracy. Let's explore how to tackle questions related to managing difficult conversations in each part of the test. Part 1, introduction and interview. In this part, the examiner may ask you general questions about yourself and your experiences. While it's less likely to encounter direct questions about managing difficult conversations here, you might be asked related questions. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Sample question 1. Do you find it easy to communicate with others? Sample answer. Generally speaking, I find communication quite effortless. I believe I have a knack for connecting with people from various backgrounds. However, I must admit that when it comes to more sensitive topics or potential conflicts, I do need to be more mindful of my approach. Sample question 2. Have you ever had to deal with a misunderstanding? Sample answer. Yes, I have. In fact, misunderstandings are quite common in daily life. I recall a situation at work where there was a miscommunication about project deadlines. It required me to have a frank discussion with my colleague to clear the air and ensure we were on the same page. Such experiences have taught me the importance of clear and open communication. Part 2, long turn. In this part, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, then you'll need to speak for 1 to 2 minutes on the topic. Here's a sample cue card related to managing a difficult conversation. Sample cue card. Describe a time when you had to manage a difficult conversation. You should say who you had the conversation with, what the conversation was about, why it was difficult, how you managed the conversation. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to manage a particularly challenging conversation with my roommate, Sarah. The conversation was about our living arrangements and some issues that had been brewing for a while. The main point of contention was about cleanliness and noise levels in our shared apartment. Sarah had a habit of leaving dirty dishes in the sink for days and often played loud music late at night, which was affecting my sleep and overall comfort in the apartment. What made this conversation especially difficult was the fact that Sarah and I had been good friends before becoming roommates. I was worried that addressing these issues might strain our friendship or create an uncomfortable living situation. To manage the conversation effectively, I decided to approach it with a clear strategy. Firstly, I chose a time when we were both relaxed and not rushed. I started by expressing my appreciation for our friendship and emphasized that I valued our living arrangement. Then, I calmly explained my concerns, using I statements to avoid sounding accusatory. For example, I said, "I find it challenging to focus on my work when there are dirty dishes in the sink," rather than, "You always leave the kitchen a mess." I also made sure to actively listen to Sarah's perspective and acknowledged her feelings. We were able to brainstorm solutions together, such as creating a cleaning schedule and agreeing on quiet hours. Throughout the conversation, I remained patient and open-minded, which I believe was key to its success. By the end, we had not only resolved our immediate issues, but also strengthened our communication as roommates and friends. This experience taught me the importance of addressing problems early and approaching difficult conversations with empathy and clarity. Follow-up questions. How did you feel before having this conversation? What do you think is the most important skill in managing difficult conversations? How has this experience changed your approach to communication? Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, The examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic in Part 2. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner: Why do people often avoid difficult conversations? Sample answer: There are several reasons why people tend to shy away from difficult conversations. Firstly, there's often a fear of conflict or confrontation. Many individuals worry that addressing sensitive issues might lead to arguments or damage relationships. Additionally, there's the discomfort factor. Discussing challenging topics can make people feel vulnerable or anxious. Another significant reason is the lack of communication skills. Some people simply don't know how to approach delicate subjects or express their thoughts and feelings effectively in such situations. This inadequacy can lead to avoidance behavior. Moreover, in certain cultures, there's a strong emphasis on maintaining harmony, which can discourage people from initiating potentially disruptive conversations. The desire to keep the peace might outweigh the need to address important issues. Lastly, some individuals might underestimate the importance of these conversations. They might hope that problems will resolve themselves over time, which unfortunately often leads to the escalation of issues. How can businesses ensure effective communication during difficult times? Sample answer: Businesses can implement several strategies to foster effective communication during challenging periods. Firstly, establishing a culture of transparency is crucial. When leadership is open about the company's situation and challenges, it helps build trust and reduces rumors and speculation. Regular and clear communication is also vital. This could involve scheduled updates, town hall meetings, or even a dedicated communication channel for addressing concerns. The key is to keep employees informed and engaged. Training employees in effective communication skills can also be beneficial. This includes teaching active listening, empathy, and conflict resolution techniques. Such skills can help mitigate misunderstandings and promote more productive discussions. Furthermore, businesses should encourage two-way communication. Creating channels for employee feedback and actually acting on that feedback demonstrates that the company values its workforce's input. Lastly, it's important for businesses to lead by example. When management handles difficult conversations with grace and professionalism, it sets a positive precedent for the entire organization. In what ways has technology changed how we handle difficult conversations? Sample answer: Technology has dramatically transformed the landscape of communication, including how we handle difficult conversations. On one hand, it has provided us with more channels and tools to facilitate these discussions. For instance, video conferencing platforms allow for face-to-face conversations even when parties are geographically distant, which can be crucial for addressing sensitive topics. However, technology has also introduced new challenges. The ease of digital communication sometimes leads to people choosing to have difficult conversations via text or email, which can lack the nuance and emotional cues of in-person interactions. This can potentially lead to misunderstandings or misinterpretations. Social media platforms have also changed the dynamics of difficult conversations. They can amplify conflicts and turn private disagreements into public spectacles. On the flip side, these platforms can also be used to raise awareness about important issues and facilitate broader discussions. Another significant impact is the availability of information. People can now easily research communication techniques or seek advice online before engaging in difficult conversations. This access to resources can potentially improve the quality of these interactions. Lastly, technology has introduced new topics for difficult conversations, such as digital etiquette, online privacy, and screen time management. These are issues that previous generations didn't have to navigate, adding new dimensions to interpersonal communication challenges. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases that can help you discuss managing difficult conversations effectively. To address an issue, issue, phrasal verb, to deal with a problem or situation. Example: We need to address the issue of tardiness in our team. To broach a subject, pa, phrase, to raise a sensitive topic for discussion. Example: I was nervous about broaching the subject of my pay raise with my boss. To clear the air, clithe, idiom, to discuss and resolve a disagreement. Example, after our argument, we sat down to clear the air and move forward. Conflict resolution, the process of finding a peaceful solution to a disagreement. Example, effective conflict resolution skills are essential in any workplace. To empathize, to understand and share the feelings of another. Example, it's important to empathize with others during difficult conversations. To navigate, navigate, verb, to find a way through a difficult situation. Example, learning to navigate challenging discussions is a valuable life skill. Open dialogue, open dale, noun, a conversation in which all parties can express their views freely. Example, an open dialogue can help resolve misunderstandings quickly. To tactfully approach, phrase, to deal with a situation in a sensitive and diplomatic way. Example, she tactfully approached the topic of her colleague's poor performance. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test, particularly when discussing difficult conversations. Practice regularly. Engage in mock conversations about challenging topics with friends or language partners. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use a variety of words and phrases related to communication and conflict resolution. Use real-life examples. Draw from your personal experiences to make your answers more authentic and detailed. Focus on fluency. Aim for smooth delivery, even if you make minor grammatical errors. Demonstrate critical thinking. In part 3, try to analyze issues from multiple perspectives. Use linking words. Enhance the coherence of your speech by using appropriate transition phrases. Show awareness of cultural differences. Acknowledge how different cultures might approach difficult conversations differently. By implementing these strategies and using the sample answers as inspiration, you'll be well prepared to tackle questions about managing difficult conversations in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to communicate clearly, use a range of vocabulary, and demonstrate your ability to discuss complex topics with confidence. To further enhance your IELTS speaking skills, you might also want to explore related topics, such as describing a time when you had to take responsibility for a mistake or describing a situation when you had to quickly adapt to new technology. These scenarios often involve managing difficult conversations and can provide additional practice for your test preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.